Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ha! Ain't that some? B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It is Bleep You Thursday, baby. Whatever you're upset about, whoever has wronged you, whatever's bothering you, now's your chance to get it off your chest. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I can tell you one thing that is bothering me is, but I'm not mad at anybody. People are trying, but damn, if getting your house rebuilt after a water damage issue doesn't take a lot of time, it's quite frustrating. And I've also learned that from where I'm staying compared to where I live, requires more time on the Washington Beltway, the Capitol Beltway. That road sucks. I don't understand why everyone just stops where River Road connects to the Beltway, but I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Not the Beltway. It's the idiots that's driving on it.
It might be. We have big news, though. To open up Bleep You Thursday, there's an NFL owner on the line, our friend Jarrah. Hello, Jarrah. How do you do?
What up, Jarrah?
Hey, gentlemen. I'm doing fine, Brian. I hope everything's well, and hell. Let me get right to it. Listen, somebody a couple of days ago said that y'all were missing Rev T, that they hadn't heard from him. That's why they were losing. Well, I got some bad news. Old Rev T was giving a pep rally, screaming out to the north. The southern wind came back and hit him right in the face with his own breath. He's been hospitalized and in guarded position, condition. Guarded in meaning that anybody that gets near him might die from secondhand breath. Hey, listen, y'all, have a great day. Go Commandos. I got to go.
Thank you, Reverend.
He said secondhand breath. That's a new one there.
Hopefully Rev T calls in to defend himself. Rev T's been a hot topic of discussion this week. Keep the phone lines going. Jarrah's best friend, Charlie's in College Park. What's up, Charlie?
You got it, gentlemen. I was doing fine until I heard that voice. You know, he can't call in and do Bleep You. He's got to call in and tone on somebody. I wasn't going to say anything about him, but Jarrah, check out, man. My Bleep You is the NFL. I do not want any games played in Germany, Switzerland, Brazil, Puerto Rico, Mexico, Tanzania, Australia. Let's play football in America. You got it. Bye-bye.
I don't think people agreeing with you on that one, Charlie. Charlie, I think you're going to get missing on that one because the NFL are not going to listen. They listen. Once you become big and people like you, you're going to them. And after Benito do the halftime show, they're going to be all over the place then. I'm letting you know, bro.
I am not mad at the internationalization of the NFL.
I like it. But it's been around. People act like it's just started.
There was a World League.
I played in London in 1992.
But it was always preseason.
Don't make a difference. If you got preseason, they're going to expect the new stuff, don't they? So it's going to happen.
I am not mad at it. It puts more of a strain on the players, frankly. I think the players need to fight back for more money in their next deal. Because the only reason they're doing it is to make more money.
Yeah.
This isn't spreading the gospel of football.
No.
Like whenever any of these pro sports leagues talk about growing the game, It means make more money.
Growing our income.
Yeah. But that said, I think it's something cool. I know a ton of people that are going to Madrid and are really excited for the opportunity. So, like, I think that is cool. Now, at the same time, I did hear a conversation about a Super Bowl in London. I'm very much out on that.
A what?
The Super Bowl should be in the United States of America.
Well, I'll just say this here, bro. If you're going to start playing the regular season games in other countries, one of them going to end up in another country. They have rights to Qatar, Dubai. You can't see a Super Bowl being in one of them countries, too?
I'm not saying I can't see it eventually down the road. I'm saying I don't like that.
You know what I'm going to do if it's over there? I'm going to work it. Well, I know I'm going to be riding with you. We're going to be right there together. So, listen, man, I'm going to tell you, the bleep.
Like it or not.
Like certain things like that. Stop complaining about stuff that you can't stop.
All right. We got packed phones here. Mike is in Rockville. Mike, who you mad at?
I'm mad at Silk Song, the hardest video game I've ever damn played. Bleep you and your vile water, Matt. You two know what I'm talking about, but any some of your listeners might, and they're going nuts. Game's impossible.
All right, man. Jeff, you know what he's talking about? I don't know what you're talking about, but bleep
not
you or whatever it is.
Is a game?
Silk Song, Hollow Knight. I think he said.
They took 7 years to make the damn thing, and it's almost impossible.
Well, good luck, bro.
What's the name of the game again? Better. He's gone.
I don't know.
But that game's too hard. Eli's in Woodbridge. Elijah, what's up, man? Who you mad at?
Elijah, what's up?
Elijah might be cruising for his own bleep you. Put him on hold. See what happens. PJ is in rest.
You
going
to bleep him, Jay?
I might. PJ, you there?
Hey, guys. Happy Thursday. Love everybody. So my bleep you, and I brought it up probably like last year as well, but my bleep you is the way the NFL handles concussions. You know, I compare it to MMA. MMA, there's a guy, one of my favorite fighters, Charles Oliveira. He got knocked out like 2-3 months ago. He has a fight coming up next month. 3 months after he was knocked out, and in MMA world, it's like this guy's coming back too soon. Yet in football, if a guy gets a concussion, usually now he's only sitting out one game, coming back the next week. I don't care what the NFL says about, oh, we tested him, this and that. I know why they're doing it. They don't care about the player's brain health at all. They're doing it because they think, oh, if Patrick Mahomes or Justin Herbert or Josh Allen gets a concussion, we need him only to miss one game. We can't have him, like, miss 2-3 games. That's bad for our ratings, and it's insane. I think if you get a concussion, you should be out a minimum of 2 to 3 weeks, no matter what these tests show. And if you get a second concussion, you're out for the year. I think of Chris Olave should never have gotten that second concussion. Now it put him in such a precarious position for the rest of his career and his life. It could have all been avoided. But, yeah, it's insane that in MMA, if you get a concussion, you cannot even train for like 45 days. And usually they
PJ, thank
fight.
You.
But the difference between it is
yeah,
this,
yeah, they're different
though.
Sports, dog.
Some people, they're getting punched directly in the head, kicked directly in the head, elbow in the head, in the nose. That's a different blow. The football, they have helmets on. And it's not just the NFL. There's supposed to be a third party that's testing the people and letting them know if they can come back. Every concussion is different. So if a guy has a mild one, you're going to judge him based off of a guy that had a severe one? You can't do that. And then again, nobody is forced to play these sports. No one.
Tricky situation, man. Let's go to Tim in Haymarket. Tim, what's up, dude? Who you mad at?
What's up, guys? Bleep you to Monumental Sports and YouTube TV for not coming to an agreement. And also bleep you to JP for lying to me last week and telling me you're going to get hockey talk on this week. Have a good day, guys.
Doug, we did hockey talk. We said hockey starts next week.
We talked hockey. You made promises to people when I was gone?
Maybe, dude. I don't know. It was a blur. It was. B, you excited for the cap season?
Yeah.
Bang. Hockey talk. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. We will do some hockey talk next week. Maybe we get Joe B on the line. And I think I asked Barstool Nate and Greenberg about the cap season.
You did.
So, relax.
Yeah.
Alex.
Beat him for calling the entire.
Two weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Alex is in Boonesboro. Alex, who you mad at?
Hey, I got to give a bleep you to Nassau for not telling us, not releasing the photos on this interstellar object, 3I Atlas. They got a million photos of it. They got all the information. They're not saying anything. And it's finally October 3rd at midnight where it's allegedly going to smash right into Mars. And NASA has no statement, no comment whatsoever. So bleep NASA.
All right, wait. What's about to happen?
Remember a month ago I asked you if you thought this interstellar object was legitimate or, you know, a spaceship like some of them are saying. NASA's not saying nothing. They're putting out no statement, which actually raises a lot of people's eyebrows. Is maybe they know what it is and they don't want to create panic, you know. But hey, it's finally October 3rd, so it's either gonna buzz right by Mars at midnight or float right on by. So,
You know, what your name, sir? Alex.
Yeah,
Alex. Here's. The only thing I'm glad of, I don't know really anything, certainly not much of what you're talking about here, but I am glad that we have created a community of fellowship that you feel comfortable calling into our sports radio program and complaining about possible UFOs and NASA. We're an inclusive group, B. Whatever is bothering you. I mean, we had a dude call in about a video game I never heard of. Some dude keeps claiming we never talk about the Caps. And now we got UFO talk. Shout out UFO talk. Please, I can't imagine for our friend there that complaining about the UFO situation on our radio program is really going to have the desired effect he hopes.
But he says it's going to hit where? Mars, right?
Yes.
Soon as the people, soon as the beings over there start calling it, if we get somebody from Mars called, then we got something. I'm telling you, dog.
I, on a personal level, and maybe I'm wrong for this. Maybe this makes me worldist. I don't know
if
the right term.
You gotta think twice
for this.
About it, dog. Don't say it.
Well, I don't know how much I care about what happens on Mars. Do you have a high level of concern about?
I know Jeff here because Jeff want to drive a spaceship and want to hang out with him.
That's only if they come to Earth. I got to drive the ship. That's it. If it's proven that they are real, hey, bro, why not?
All right.
Jeff, now it's my understanding you also have a bleep you?
Yes, I have.
He gonna be replying to all of them.
Yeah, first I want to bleep all of you guys because there's people out here that reply all. And it's a little bit of us. So bleep y'all for making fun of me for that. And then my next bleep you, this is going to sound bad, but it is what it is. Bleep you to all the kids on 2K that's under 15 that when we be playing in the park, they be clowning me because I made my man bald. So we talking and he goes, I bet you bald in real life. What's up, OG? And they kept calling me OG for the remainder of the game. And I was like, okay, and what really ticked me off is that I had to turn the game off because I found myself explaining myself to these kids. I'm like, I am not that old. And then
Jeff,
my boy,
you are old to those kids. To them, you old.
But B, to me, you not old till you like 60. I can still move around and all that. But I really found
some hints of Jeff, the women.
Didn't you throw your
when
back
you
out
were,
the
when
other
you
week?
Were when you were 14, 15, and you saw somebody in their 30s, you like, damn, he old.
Yes.
Now you 31 years old. You don't want those kids. Well, to damn, he old.
Let's also point out, like Lamphill just did.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
In the last couple weeks, Jeff has had to miss work to go to the dentist and injured his back. That's not
that's
a young
old.
Man's game.
Hold on.
The dentist. Everybody should be getting their teeth checked up. But the back—that was a different problem.
I don't know. What did you do to hurt your back? What did you reach for?
You threw your back out like old people do.
Sneezing. Doing what? He sneezed and messed his back up.
Nah, I didn't sneeze and mess my back up.
What'd you do?
I was trying to work out and I just strained myself.
Yeah, like old
trying
people.
Trying to work out. Doing what?
All right, so I got like this kettlebell, right? It's like 50 pounds, and I tried to just jump to that and. it was like, nah, bro, you got to work your way up.
All right, Jeff.
Bye. Bye, tequila. Bye. bleep you the commander tequila called here and try to act like he was gonna be right.
You can't call back until Monday.
Monday? No, next week Monday. Week after next Monday.
Matt Money Smith joins us next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Righty.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, fired up to get on the Rude Guest Hotline, go out to California, Hollywood, talk to Matt Money Smith. You can hear him every day from 3 to 7 on Petrus and Money, and you can hear him calling the play-by-play for the Chargers. Matt, thanks for making some time for us, dude. How you doing?
I'm great, JT. Thanks for having me. Thanks for bringing me on with some Bowie. That's pretty sweet. Good to be here. Looking forward to this game on Sunday.
Yeah, man. It's you got two teams coming off bad losses. Tell us what we need to know about the Chargers' loss to the Giants. Just, I mean, honestly, how surprised were you the way that went down?
Very. Yeah, not going to lie. Very surprised. Just because, you know, this is not a team that plays sloppy football. If there's one thing they do, it's they're buttoned up. You know, last year with the arrival of Coach Harbaugh, you saw those penalties, top five in the league at fewest penalties. You saw the points with Jesse Minter, the defensive coordinator, 17.6 per game, best in the league. Their defense rarely got beat. You know, they got kind of spanked. They got, well, not kind of, they got spanked by Tampa. But outside of that, they were pretty much the dominant side of the ball on the field and why the Chargers won 11 games. And in this one, it was just weird. You know, they had six penalties. A couple of them were really bad penalties. They didn't tackle very well, and this is a really good tackling team. They allowed the Giants to convert third down. Again, 11 rushing first downs. Like, it was just kind of crazy. So that was not ideal. And then the other thing, obviously, is, you know, you only get, I think, 10 snaps out of Joe Alt. And once he left, you just kind of knew, oh, boy, with that front, yeah, this could be a real problem.
How big of a loss was that for him? And is he – they said they haven't ruled him out the game. He may possibly play, may not. But how good does it look for him to play or not?
Yeah, Brian, he ain't going to play. It's, you know, I think that's just Joe Alt. I mean, the rumor was that he was trying to get back into this game, the Giants game. And they were like, come on, man, that's just Joe. I mean, that's what makes him special. And will make him special. And one of the great offensive linemen by the time his career is done, which obviously is a long ways from now, but you know, it's a high ankle. I'm just happy that it's not a knee as well. I think there was some concern initially that he might've twisted a little something up top as opposed to just kind of getting rolled up on. So I don't know how they're going to do it. You know, losing Slater in training camp was a huge blow, but they were able to absorb it because not very many teams have two all-pro tackles like the Chargers do. Now that you lose both of your all-pro tackles, you can't really run away from one side, help one side. It's going to be a tough go. Good news that Will Dissly was back out there. He's one of the better blocking tight ends in the league. Tucker Fisk also a pretty darn good blocking tight end, so I think you'll see a lot of 12, a lot of 22 with Scott fullback, with Scott Matlock at fullback. And, you know, they got to run the ball. They ran the ball 12 times with Amarian Hampton, and yet the guy had 130 yards from scrimmage. So I think they've got to figure out how to run the ball and take some pressure off Herbert because, man, he's getting beat up back there these last couple weeks.
Matt, let me ask you this. Like, I've been wondering this even when I played ball. Why are high ankle sprains so much more serious than any other ankle sprain?
Yeah, I think that's just a weird name. You know, I think, look, a sprain is, I think, by no means am I a doctor, but, you know, a sprain is a tear, right? That's what a sprain is. It's just what's the grade? Is it, how bad is the tear? So I think, you know, when they say high, it's just, it typically, you know, is, because that, look, that's what Herbert had last year in Carolina, and he ended up playing on it all year, which was crazy. And I think that's why all the people that were trying to take shots at Herbert for his performance last year, it's like, yeah, man, the guy got a high ankle sprain in week two and played through it the entire season, which just speaks to what a psycho he is. And so I think for Joe, when, and look, it's his inside ankle as well. If he's playing left, it's his right ankle. So, you know, that's where he's going to have to get most of his load. So I think it's one of those where it's probably pain tolerance. At the same time, it's also, you don't want it to be long-term and make sure he's right, because this is a team that thinks they're going to be playing in January, you know, in the tournament.
Talking with Matt Smith here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Matt at Matt Money Smith. You can check him out this weekend calling the Chargers-Commanders game. Herbert, through four games, was incredible the first two games, right? Completed more than 70% of his passes, five touchdowns, no picks. Last couple weeks, the yardage is down, the completion percentage is way down. Thrown a couple picks, had two picks last week against the Giants. You mentioned all the pressure he's been facing. What's up with Herbert? What does the rebuilt O-line look like this week?
Yeah, I mean, it's not, JT, it's not a Herbert issue, and by no means am I trying to, you know, cape for Justin Herbert here. I'm just saying, like, you know, that game against the Broncos, it was a 54% pressure rate and 14 quarterback hits. Against the Giants, man, they were just in his lap by the time the ball was even hitting his hands. So it's to your second point, you know, what does that offensive line look like against a pretty dark, you know, they've been dealt this hand where, you know, they got good defensive fronts, man. You know, and Washington is no let up with, you know, Daron Payne and kind of what their endurance and what, and Armstrong, like what they're dealing with is not ideal. So it's going to have to be, I think, a shift in scheme, maybe a shift in offensive philosophy, where those first two games he was protected. You know, he had time, and when he had time, man, he can carve you up. Because he's just got that strong arm. He's incredibly intelligent, so he processes quickly. And this year he's finally got weapons, you know, multiple weapons. And Ladd, Keenan, and Q, the way Q has developed now in this third year to turn into a legitimate, bona fide, you know, number one receiver. So when he doesn't have time, you know, they're not – I think it's going to be a – you got to get man beaters, right? Like, you've got to figure out how to get Keenan the ball quickly, because he is so good off the line of scrimmage. Same with Ladd. So I think that's probably what we're looking at in the passing game. And again, I'm going to just keep hitting this drum, man. Amari Hampton's a good back. He's a really good back. And you've got to figure out a way how to give him more than 12 carries when he's averaging over five per and rips off a 54-yard touchdown run.
How has it been with Harbaugh? I played with his brother, and his brother will play for his brother, and his brother is intense to say, oh. But Jim is a little out there, so how has that been dealing with him?
Yeah, for me, it's been great. You know, we get along well. He's great to the media team, you know, inside the building, to the digital team, to us, the radio broadcast. But, yeah, man, he's an odd dude, and I think that's – But, you know, I mean, Brian, like, you know this, right? What do you always hear about coaches? And, JT, I'm sure you know as well. Like, hey, just be yourself. Like, long as you're you and you make sure that you're you, then you're good. Like, you know, our last coach, I really got along great with Brandon Staley, but I never felt like he was – I was like, I don't know if this guy is who he's, like, presenting to me, right? And I just never got that vibe. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, Harbaugh – like, he found out I was a surfer, and he just, like, dug in on stingrays with me for, like, 10 minutes. Like, talk to me about stingrays.
That's awesome.
Wait, because his kid's football team is named the Stingrays. Like, that's just who he is, right?
Yeah.
And so I think that authenticity, and I said this. I said, look, I do believe that coaches have their players' best interests in mind, but I really believe it with Harbaugh. Like, I genuinely believe that he really cares about getting, because I saw it with Puna getting $10 million a year and Christian Fulton getting that. Like, he wasn't like, oh man, I can't believe he lost him. He's like, man, how great is that? This guy came here on a 1 year, $1.5 million deal, and he just took care of his family for the rest of his life, man. Like, And I believe that from him. And I think the players believe that. And that's why you see, especially on defense, you know, these guys lay out, man. They rally and tackle. They are physical. And they'll lay down for him, man. It's fun to watch.
Dude, it's interesting. Two things there. I made a point. Now, you obviously have a much closer relationship. You're the play-by-play guy for the team. But just for me as somebody that's at the Combine and owners meetings, I sat in on a number of Brandon Staley availabilities at various times in his tenure with the Chargers. And every time it felt like I was hearing from like a consultant that was just like using like the catchiest buzzwords to discuss football. It really felt inauthentic a lot, which is just backing up your assertion. But you mentioned the Chargers defense there, and they are nasty. They haven't given up more than 21 yet this year. Second-ranked defense in the NFL. What are the Chargers doing so well defensively, and what, if anything, that Washington does offensively do you think could present a problem?
Well, I think they do something offensively that presents a big problem, and that's the quarterback run. That has been really the only issue for them this year. They've shut down the running game for running backs. You know, Scadaboo definitely got him a little bit last week, but they were able to bottle him up and at least limit the explosives. But it's the quarterback, and it happened against Mahomes. He was the leading rusher in that week one game in Brazil for almost 70 yards. Even Geno got a couple scrambles against him. Bo Nix got after him a little bit in week three. And then, you know, you saw what Jackson Dart was able to do. Even though he couldn't really throw the football, he was still able to gash him by running the football. So that's something they got to figure out. And I think, you know, they lost one of the great edge setters when Khalil Mack got hurt. And I think they're still – and Thule does a heck of a job at it. So does Bud Dupree. You know, like that's the thing is – and Brian, I think you know this because you played for John. I think it's very similar to Baltimore is – you're not like they don't have these fly off the edge sack master edge rushers. They want big bodies that can just kind of contain, set the edge, let the rest of the defense make their plays. Deion Henley at linebacker, Derwin James all over the field. And so I think when Khalil went down, they're trying to figure that out. The interior of the line is really good. It's not a lot of names that you'd recognize. You know, it's 1 year deals for Deshaun Hand from Miami and Naquan Jones from Arizona, but they're playing great. They drafted, you know, this kid, Jamari Caldwell, in the third round, who's playing exceptional. I mean, he reminds me of Puna, how well he's played through the first four games of his career. And I think Tyrann Tart is going to really get – he's going to end up with, like, a Puna deal after this year. I don't know how many interior linemen have a better get-off than Tart does. And in his full-time role, he's really shined. So that I think, is sort of the straw that stirs the drink, that interior line. And I think the one issue they may have is trying to replace Khalil and trying to make sure that Jaden Daniels does not beat him with his legs, which, you know, is a hell of a task to drop on a defense.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you wonder if it looks a little different with Jaden coming back from this injury. You know what I mean? That's the one kind of question I would have. Dude, do you have a feel for this game? I don't know that you do predictions or anything, but, like, do you see this shaking out one way or the other?
No, I don't. You know, a lot of times I don't, it's hard for me to get a feel, man. I always feel like the defense is going to keep them in a game. The offensive line, you know, is going to be a serious concern. So the Chargers play close games. It's just what they do, man. You know, there are very few games where they blow out their opponent or their opponent blows them out. So, you know, it's one of the great things, and you know, I don't know how you guys feel about me bringing up a kicker, but it's one of the great things about having Cam Dicker as the most accurate kicker now in NFL history, you know, after he secured his 100th attempt, is he's become a huge part of their success and the ability to bang these things through. I think he's only missed one field goal at SoFi in his career. So, you know, I think that's the kind of game it could be, where points are at a premium, defenses are playing really well, and it comes down to not, you know, last week against the Giants, not having 14 penalties for 107 yards, not turning the ball over twice and giving your defense the task of trying to stop a first and goal from the 2 and then from the 5 on you know, separate possessions. So, you know, no turnovers, clean game, make sure your kicker makes his kicks. I think this is a one-score game, no question about it. And whoever executes better is going to win. But I think it's crazy to predict one of these two teams as, oh, yeah, I could see them winning. I could totally see it going either way.
Hey, man, we really appreciate you making time. I know it's a busy week. Thank you.
Yeah, you got it, guys. Anytime. Happy to be here.
All right, bro. Take care. Thanks, dude.
That is Money Matt Smith. Give him a follow at Matt Money Smith. Listen to him in L.A. in the afternoons, Petros and Money. He'll be calling the game for the Chargers Radio Network, play-by-play guy. A lot of great info there. What a challenge this is, B. The Chargers' biggest weakness is the quarterback running the ball. Washington has an elite running quarterback, but he's coming off the injury. Mm-hmm. You want to play it smart. That's a tricky situation. Nobody go anywhere. We got to make some bets.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel. Because with FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the kickoff. And if your player scores the first or last TD of the game, you'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to take a shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/Brian, B-R-I-N, for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel, official sports book of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Must apply profit boost token on select market. Prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who made the correct first or last TD pick. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 21 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Football Talk on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Landfill, I have a question for you. What has prompted the David Bowie hour in the last hour here?
Well, I was looking for life on Mars because we were talking about Mars, but then Matt Money Smith said he liked David Bowie, so I figured I'd just play another one.
I, too, like David Bowie.
Yeah, but I don't really care.
What you like.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate your honesty.
Yeah. I love it. I love it, Lafayette. Talk that trash to me. I'm going to whoop that ass and get in there tomorrow.
Whoop that ass. Whoop that trick. Get him.
How great was it when Jeff told us he got bullied by 15-year-olds?
We should circle back to that. Yeah. Jeff, are you okay? This is a safe space.
Yeah, I'm good. It's just, they was real. Yeah, you got kids, don't you? I'm like, no.
Yeah, then, but you still unk.
Then don't they start.
Yo, you listen. No, I'm not. You are in unk stage.
Or big cuz.
No, you unk. No, you are. You have nephews and nieces. You unk.
Yeah, but
you can't be hiding from what you are.
I'm big cuz, big bruh. I'm not unk.
You big unk.
Unk is when you get into like that 38 on up age. That's
bruh,
unk.
To them 15-year-old kid, you about 38. You lost your hair when you was 12.
Yeah, it doesn't help that you're
25.
Jeff, being bald doesn't help. Do you? What do you think you kids mean? Would call White Brian? Is he Unc?
They might call him Grandpa.
I don't know how kids would react to White Brian.
Well, White Brian hairline kind of receding. I keep telling them to go bald. They definitely.
Hey, he got that comb up. Over though, Jeff. He got that comb over working.
I keep telling them. They don't have that comb over.
We got that comb front.
Come join the gang. You gotta be bald and bold.
Come on home, White Brian. All right, let's make some bets.
Oh boy, I've heard it here first. Gather around, gather around.
All righty, folks. A lot of people asking if there is a Commanders meeting this weekend. B, you're going to the rally Saturday night, right?
Yep.
So I think there's an official rally.
The official rally is at Tom's Watch Bar on Figueroa.
I think there's something Friday night at this cool bar in Manhattan Beach also. I'm going to try to go to that. If it's the same bar I'm thinking of, it's pretty dope. I'll have more info tomorrow. I'm heading to Cali tonight. White Brian, how we looking, buddy?
Looks like B. Mitch is going to win the week. He did lose yesterday, but he's 4-1.
What am I? 3-1? 2-1?
1-1.
No, it's Thursday, dude. We've made three bets.
1-2. No, 2-1. You're 2-1.
2-1.
I don't know that we could trust this dude.
Yeah,
I think the meth is getting to him.
I don't know, man. That guy said once you have a concussion, shouldn't do nothing for 45 days. He's still within that 45-day range, man.
Do we think?
He hit his head on the bottom of the ocean floor.
White Brian is definitely in the protocol. That much we know. All right. Jeff in Landfill, how you feeling about the Yanks tonight?
I love it, baby.
How disappointed will you be if they go out in this round?
I'll be sad. Very, very sad.
Okay. Right. All right. Make some bets, dudes.
I'm taking a Puka touchdown and a Kieran Williams touchdown.
That's what I was going with. Damn. Kieran Williams touchdown.
Dub B?
Puka.
Or B?
I got a Puka touchdown and Chicago Cubs.
Dub B?
Davante Adams touchdown.
I like that. I have him in one of my many terrible fantasy teams. I'm going to L.A. I'm betting on L.A. I'm going to lay the points. It's a giant spread. I'm going to lay the 8.5, B. Bang. Pick winners.
All right, dog. Gotcha.
Thank you to everybody that listened to the program.
Leave that Ovi jersey here, okay?
I brought nothing red.
Don't wear that.
I brought nothing red. I also don't think I'll be in that same neighborhood, but I brought nothing red. Although I am wearing blue. That might be just as bad.
You might want to just go with black or white. That's more looking like a purple. You might get caught in the purple, too.
Thank you to
Purple Crew out there, too. Now.
Thank you to everybody that listened to the program. Thank you to David Aldridge for joining us. Thank you to Ian Harditz for joining us. Thank you to Money Matt Smith for joining us. Fun show today. Grant and Danny coming your way next. I know the boys are fired up. Baseball all day, football all night. It's a good day. Going to be a good weekend. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.